You're listening to Texas Public Radio. I'm Nathan Cohn. We're pleased to share a new miniseries on TPR. One Small Step is a collaboration with StoryCorps, bringing together people of differing political viewpoints for a conversation. Both Rebecca Baker and Dean Lewis come from different generations and opposite ends of the political spectrum, but at least two things unite them: the influence of their parents and how they taught each of them about privilege.
Very few people know the extent to which they grew up privileged, or to the extent to which they are privileged today.
But I think that would be true among liberals, too, very much.
Oh, absolutely.
We just don't realize it.
It's the way the white community is.
We just depend on it.
Absolutely. we depend on it. We rely on it. It's a crutch.
Yes, it is.
I have a friend who is a hardcore conservative, across-the-board conservative. He and I can still discuss politics a little bit, knowing that we will disagree.
Yeah.
I wish he would listen to me on a few subjects that he cannot hear.
Yeah. Like what?
Race is one. Uh-huh. He just can't hear me. And that's a big one for me.
Are you saying he's a racist?
Yeah, absolutely, but he didn't know it.
Oh.
He either doesn't know it or won't admit it. He's privileged to the point that he cannot acknowledge his privilege.
Right.
And that's true for a lot of whites.
Yeah, a lot of.
We grew up thinking we were the norm and everybody else was an outlier. Well, that's not true anymore. And we need to rethink our positions. I had food, I had clothing, I had shelter, as you did. Never anything luxurious. 1930s, nobody did, I don't think. But we always had enough.
Yeah.
And as I looked around me in Houston, I live very near the dividing line between black and white. And I could see the black community. I was in it frequently. They didn't have enough.
Yeah.
And if you go that same place today, they still don't.
Yeah.
So I know how privileged I am.
Yeah.
Even though I squandered my public education, at least I had an opportunity.
Did you have friends?
Oh, yeah.
In the black community?
No. Oh, no. Nobody did in the 1930s.
Yeah.
No white did in the 30s.
Yeah.
It wasn't allowed. It wasn't allowed.
Did your parents not allow it or just culture in general?
Culture, society in general didn't allow it.
Yeah.
It just wasn't done. And I didn't know it. They knew it.
Yep. And so, I think that's why my parents were so influential in my life, is because we were always aware of those who had less.
My mother was a brilliant woman. And one time I made a disparaging comment about another race, and she sat me down and said, "Do you remember the story of Passover?" I'm Jewish. And she said, "Do you remember the story of Passover?" And I said, "Well, sort of." And she said, "We were slaves in the land of Egypt."
Hmm.
We were slaves in the land of Egypt. That stopped me cold. Smart lady.
Rebecca Baker and Dean Lewis recorded as part of TPR and StoryCorps' One Small Step project. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress. One Small Step on TPR is made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal. I'm Nathan Cohn.